causing light to shine from dark.
The Touch Lighters Church Light Encounter Radio Series with Pastor Ennis Osiri and Pastor Mrs. Susan Osiri. Here at TTC, we aim to raise men and women in the body of Christ whose lives would reflect the life and the light of God. From wherever you may be listening, may you be blessed by this series.
Wow, what a thing of joy to know that we are here face to face with 2022. Wow, glory be all to our Father who has brought us face to face to this great year. It's a year we have all long awaited for, and today we are here. I want to say a very, 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 very happy new year to all my listeners and to those of us who will be joining us in this 2022 to become part of the great move and the great thing that God is doing in this place. This is Touch Lighters Radio Series Light Encounters, and I'd like to appreciate God for bringing us here today one more time. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you. All glory to you, mighty Jesus, we thank you for bringing us into this glorious year 2022. We thank you. All that we are, we return back unto you. All that we will ever be, we return back to you. Thank you for this year, a great year to be for us, in Jesus' precious mighty name. Amen. This day, I would like to give you a few things that I think that will help you to expect a great thing in the year that we have just entered. And I'm going to be marshalling out a few points to you that I think that they are going to shift you and then align you with what God will do for you in 2022. May I start by telling you that we have just entered a new year, and I'm sure that on the 31st night, you were in church, or maybe you were at home, or wherever you might be. You may have taken some decisions, and then you may have built up a very mighty hope and faith, believing that 2022 is going to be a great blessing to you. I'd like you today to understand what I'm about to share with you. This is a word that means quite a whole lot to God and very, very indelible in my own heart. May I start by telling you that New Year doesn't change anything. New Year on its own doesn't change anything. We have all celebrated that we are already in 2022. New Year doesn't change anything. Just like you know that New Age doesn't change anything. And sometimes somebody can grow from 9 to 10 and 10 to 11 and 11 to 12. New Year, New Age, on their own, they don't change anything. There are people that were just petty robbers. In 2022, you could be sure that they are going to become big time arm robbers. You know why? New Year doesn't change anything. New Age doesn't change anything. But I bring you a word, and I say to you, in Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19, God tells me that God said he himself will do a new thing. So can you see? Every single thing that you need in this new year must come from God. There must be a God factor to it. So New Year, just like New Age, they don't change anything. So don't ever think and wish that this year can offer you great things while you have not made any change within yourself. If this year must favor you, if this year must deliver good to you, there must be a change in your life. That's where it starts. And anything less than that is a complete delusion. It's complete deceit. It doesn't matter who may prophesy to you. It doesn't matter who may pour oil on your head. It doesn't matter who may lay hands on you and say anything. If you as an individual, you are not changing, nothing is going to change. Rather, things will become worse around you. This is just the way it is. Just understand that New Year is not tantamount to new things in your life. No, it doesn't work that way. A wise man said, it is foolishness to keep doing what you have been doing and then expect a new result. No. If a new result must be seen, then you must change what you are doing. You must change what you are doing. This is the message I came to let you know this morning. And the Bible said that you cannot pour a new wine in an old wineskin. You can't. You can't pour a new wine in an old wineskin. I want you to look at this very, very rational, very, very intelligently, that you cannot pour a new wine in an old wineskin. It was Jesus that told us this. You cannot take a new wine and pour it in an old wineskin. Jesus said, the old wineskin will tear and the new wine will be wasted. So what it takes to carry a new wine is a new wineskin. So a new you must emerge. There must be a conscious sitting down, analyzing yourself and talking to yourself, assessing your life from what it was last year, and then telling yourself the truth, where you want to go to in 2022, and telling yourself the gospel truth of the things that you need to change. No wonder the Bible says, if a man be in Christ Jesus, all things are passed away and everything shall become new. It must just have to be that there must be a change in you. Every physical change must have a commensurate spiritual change. There must be a spiritual change. If you don't change your lifestyle, if you don't change your commitment with God, if you don't change your stand with God, I can assure you, it doesn't matter who prophesies to you, nothing is going to change. It takes a new you to carry a new blessing. It takes a transformation. It takes a transformed you to carry a new blessing. May I say to you today that I don't want you to be deceived. I don't want you to bask in the euphoria of 2022 and jumping up and down without sitting down to analyze your life and to know what you need to know and to do the things that God wants you to do so that you can be able to see the blessings of God upon your life. Let me quickly tell you, God's blessings are not free. God's blessings are triggered. God's blessings are activated. If you don't trigger the blessings of God, you can't get it. If you don't activate the blessings of God, you can't get it. Nobody jumps into a vehicle and the vehicle begins to move on its own. You must start the vehicle. There must be a conscious effort of you starting the vehicle. And that is exactly the way it is. Something must change in you if you must experience great things this year. Something must leave you if you must experience great things this year. You must, as a matter of necessity and urgency, sit down and analyze yourself, analyze your life, and know where you got it wrong last year and make an amends with God immediately. And that is the only guarantee of the new things, of the blessings of God coming your way. I can't forget what the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 28, which I'm going to be reading for you. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1. And God speaking to his servant Moses, he gave us a very profound insight into God. And he said to us in Deuteronomy chapter 28, according to God's word, now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Wow! I am not seeing a Father Christmas here. I'm not seeing a generous God here. I'm seeing a God that walks by principle. I'm seeing a God that walks by condition. I'm seeing a God that is conscious and intelligent and a wise God. He said, if you want to be set on high, there must be a conscious, diligent obedience to my voice. And this is the same way I'm bringing to you today, that God cannot be deceived. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, he said, don't be deceived, for God is not mocked, that whatsoever thing a man soweth, that he reaps. Whatsoever thing a man sows, that he reaps. If you want to reap blessings, you must sow spiritual things. You must get back and activate the blessings of God by your obedience unto God, by a new you imagine. I am looking forward to a new you coming out. I am looking forward to a time when you take a concrete decision to serve God and to remain with him. I am looking forward to a time when you will lend your faithfulness unto God. When you will say to God, I want to serve you. I am just your tired and I cannot do anything without you. What a thing of joy to understand that God is on your side. What a thing of joy to understand that God has a good plan for you in 2022. What a good thing to understand that God himself has made up his mind to bless you if you can walk with him. If you can walk with God, God is ready to bless you. If you can walk with God, God is ready to bless you. If you can align to the word of God, if you can align to the dictates of God, if you can align to the instructions of God, I feel something in my spirit, man, because I know that God is not a wicked God. He wants to bless you even much more than you can ever think of. The Bible says, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we think, nor can ever ask, according to the power of God that works in us, God is more willing to bless you than you are more willing to ask him. But that can only be if you can align yourself to the voice of God, to the words of God, to the ways of God. If you can allow Jesus Christ come into your life, oh, what can you do without him? The Bible said that every good and every perfect gift, it comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, in whom there is no variableness, no shadows, no turnings around God. You can make it this year, but it can never be outside God. You can go far this year, but it can never be outside God. Let me speak a word to you and to let you know that every journey is far with sin, and every good expectation can be punctured with sin. Take away sin from your life. Come back to Jesus Christ today. Make up your mind to accept him. Make up your mind to walk with him. Make up your mind to obey him. Make up your mind to be committed to God and to his son and to his work. And I can assure you that things will work out fine with you. I'm going to pray for you and declare that the strength of God comes upon you, that the decision you'll be taking this year might favor you, even as you have taken the decision to serve God and to be obedient to his voice. I'm going to be praying for you this morning. Lord, I pray for all my listeners and ask your God that you might strengthen them in their inner mind. Give them strength and power that they might live for you. I thank you for hearing, and I return all praise and glory to you. Thank you in Jesus' precious mighty name. One more time, I'd like to say a very good new year to you, and thank you for tuning in. I also ask that you tune in same time, same station next week, and you will never regret ever being there. Is your regular host, Pastor Ernest Osiri, Touch Letters Church, Enugu. The Lord bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You are causing light to shine from darkness.
Thank you for listening. For more inquiries, call us on 091-570-71584 or 091-283-23500. Or you could follow us on our social media handles. On Facebook, we are called The Touchlighters Church. On Instagram, we are called The Touchlighters Church. Or you could visit our website, www.thetouchlighterschurch.org. Go and live a practical life of light.
Today we are standing here before you, God.
Standing here before you.